Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Bulldog Live continues with Second Amendment Tuesdays here on The Pulse with Attorney Penny Dean. We were talking about keeping your reputation clean. Oh, boy. I tried to do that, I'll tell you. People think otherwise by my on-air presence, but believe me, I do. I'm a good boy.
And that's an important thing. And there's always going to be, my point is not to make sure everybody likes you. No matter who you are in this world, you're going to pee in somebody's pool. And if you take strong positions, there are going to be people that hate your guts. And that's just life and the way it is. But I'm talking, what you don't want is, I tell people, any type of motor vehicle accident that includes any type of quote-unquote bad behavior, if you think you're innocent, fight it to your dying day. You know, get a lawyer if you need. Go through the process. But the other thing is that when we talk about these things, about behavior and information, the number one person who is always happy to give people bad information about you is your ex-wife, ex-husband, or ex-boyfriend. Don't give them that information. You know, it's easy to find who your ex-wife is or your ex-husband is, okay? But usually when people go through these things, they ask them, the police will ask them all sorts of questions about things like that, like where do you live, where do you used to live, all that thing. Why would you tell them that information? I say that, okay, they're going to shoot at you. Are you going to hand them the ammo to load the gun? You know, you don't want to do that. And this is why, and it gets back to something we've talked about for a long time, how jury instructions are crucially important. Because what people don't understand is they think, well, I'm just going to go into court and I'm going to tell everyone what happened and everything's going to be okay because I didn't do anything wrong. And people are shocked to know that I say, no, the rules of evidence apply, there's rules of hearsay, there's all sorts of things that you can and can't tell a court because of these rules. But more importantly, when it's all done, after the jury's heard all the evidence in issues like this, they are going to make their decision based on the instructions the judge gives them. And people are always shocked to know, well, no, we should be able to explain to them. I said, no, that isn't how it works. The judge issues instructions to the jury about how to decide the case. The judge gives them the law. They then go back and debate the case. But here's the issue. If we have appropriate self-defense laws, okay, laws like the governor in this case has vetoed, okay, then the jury gets to hear the law, which if it's properly written, okay, a proper castle doctrine, a proper stand your ground, a proper self-defense law, the jury gets to hear that and they can make a decision based on that law. But right now we don't have really adequate laws that truly describe self-defense scenarios. And so what we have is judges allowed to give instructions on the case. And you can always appeal the judge's instructions. But like I tell people, you're going to be sitting behind bars in an 8x10 sometimes while you're appealing those.
Exactly. And it becomes very expensive, which not a lot of people have the money for. But Penny, that's about it for today. I got to run. And I want people to find out how they can get in touch with you should they have any further questions.
230-9999.
All right. And your website?
Is pennydean.org.
All right. And your email?
penny@pennydean.com.
All right. Well, Penny, thank you very much. Good chatting with you as always here on Second Amendment Tuesdays. I can't believe time flies as quickly as it does.
Man, it does before you know it, it's done. And hopefully, if anybody ever has any cases or knows of anything that we miss, please email Bulldog or I, because we always want to keep abreast of things that are happening across the country in this arena.
That's right. All right, Penny, thank you very much. Good chatting with you.
YouTube.
All right.